typical day for a Benton County School of the Arts high school student begins with an assembly at 8:15 a.m. All 244 students and 20 teachers attend. It is not uncommon for students to jump on stage to sing, dance, or play instruments. The Benton County School of the Arts is a public charter school serving students in kindergarten through the 12th grade. Barbara Padgett is the principal of the high school.
We are our own district. We have to follow all of the state regulations, take the same state test and everything. The difference between us and traditional public schools is they get ad valorem tax money and we get per capita per student and we don't get the tax money.
Yet another difference from the BCSA and other public schools is that in addition to classes offered and required at any other high school, like English, algebra, history, or science, students have a plethora of arts choices. Patty Stoltman is the school's fine arts director.
Well, we have all of the arts you can think of, both visual, we have theater, choir, we have show choir also, and a theater company. We have graphic arts, photography, art, you know, regular art. We also have orchestra and guitar. We also have a recording class, an audio recording class. We have a recording studio on our campus. And we also have creative writing.
Dance and journalism classes are also options. Students can choose just one to focus on, but are not limited to one. If there is a singer who dances, they can do both things. Or a singer who is also an amazing artist. They can do that as well. Students are not funneled into one type of art because, Stoltman says, the arts work together, even working well with the academic courses. The faculty here works hard to ensure that students can compete with larger surrounding schools.
They're beginning to notice that little schools can do big things too. And that's something that I've noticed the 5 years that I've been here, the growth in our arts programs, as well as the excellent ratings and scores of the academic classes as well.
Even with that recognition, the BCSA community has found much confusion with its name. Principal Padgett says Benton County in the name tends to throw people off, and she wants the community to know that no matter the county of residence, students are welcome here.
And some people don't even consider calling us to talk to us about their kids coming here because they think it's limited to Benton County, when we've got kids from Carroll County, Eureka Springs, Fort Smith. Of course, Salem Springs is Benton County, but we've got Fayetteville and Springdale, and that's Washington County.
Students also travel daily from Eureka Springs in Carroll County. This is just one reason why officials became interested in changing the name of the school. Padgett says there's also often confusion about who they are, partly because both campuses, the elementary and middle schools, are in a different location from the high school, which is on Poplar near downtown Rogers. Both campuses occupy former churches.
We're perceived as a parochial school or a private school that charges tuition. And we are an open enrollment, tuition-free public school. And that's another thing that we're trying to get out into the public, because we're a secret that's too well kept.
The idea to rebrand recently came about, and the district hired the marketing firm Cranford Johnson. One of their suggestions was to change their name to something shorter and easier. A marketing committee was formed, and brainstorming sessions were held in which names such as Arkansas Fine Arts Academy, Arts Academy of Arkansas, Fine Arts Academy of Arkansas, and Integrated Arts Academy of Arkansas came up. But ultimately, everybody chose Arkansas Arts Academy. Stoltman is a member of the marketing committee.
Arkansas Arts Academy, I think, was the second one down, and we all were looking at it, and we all almost unanimously just said, ooh, I like this one. So that's kind of where, that's how that process went. And so far, we haven't met any problems with it. Everybody's on board.
The number of students at BCSA is capped at 825 from kindergarten through 12th grade, and they are almost there. In the past, they've enjoyed a waiting list, so the goal isn't necessarily to increase enrollment, but rather to increase their community base.
I think the name change will help with any confusion. It's a lot easier to say, and it's a lot easier to remember. especially when it comes to writing on forms. You know, we have a lot of times there's not enough boxes for Benton County School of the Arts High School. BCS, then when you put BCSA High School, they're, you know, what is that? So I think Arkansas Arts Academy, I think it's straightforward. It's what we are. We are in Arkansas, so it encompasses the whole state. We are arts, and we are an academy. So I think that, you know, that speaks to everything we are in one short, concise name.
In order to officially become the Arkansas Arts Academy, the district must present to the Arkansas Department of Education's Board of Directors. They'll have to sign off on the change. In addition to the Charter Authorizing Board, they also must approve. So they're looking at July 1st. That's when the new school year begins. I questioned whether they would have any problems, like students who started attending the school under one name but will graduate under another.
We're the same wonderful family-oriented community group under either name. It's not going to change who we are. It's just going to make it easier for us to be established within the community. So I think that the students, even the juniors that are graduating next year, will be okay with the name change.
Students were also included in the name change process. Everyone was involved, even parents and teachers, in the form of focus groups. The school is already hard at work in the community. Each performing art has at least two performances a year. This school year, Stoltman, also the choir teacher, her show choir performed at the Walmart corporate Christmas party. That's in addition to the annual fundraising event, Celebrate the Arts. It will take place on campus April 4th, with a dinner, silent auction, and performances by every student. When the students aren't performing, they act as servers to the dinner guests, which is also a good skill for artists to have. As I spoke with Stoltman and Padgett inside the principal's office, we were surrounded by upwards of 200 penguins in various shapes, sizes, materials, and colors. The penguin is the school's mascot, and they expect it to remain so. Padgett says she has never bought a penguin herself.
It's a source of pride for the high school kids to have the penguins because they're pretty classy looking if you look around, although there's variations on all colors here, but the black and white just kind of denotes formality and performance and excellence in academics, so that's why the penguins are everywhere.
More information for now can be found at bcsa.k12.ar.us. This is Ozarks at Large.